Today on the Dirt Bike Track, we learn the best way for a director to introduce deja vu into the story is by simply just saying it and never previously establishing the visuals for a callback. You hear that, Final Destination? You made me scared of lumber trucks and NASCAR races for nothing! And speaking of being a nothing, my name is James.
I'm Nicole.
And this is Mostly Speaking Spider-Man. Yes, guys. Finally, welcome in our hundreds of new listeners. 5 years and we can finally say hundreds of listeners. We don't know what happened. Apple iPodcast must just be feeding some other crowd this dumbass show, and we couldn't be more ecstatic to have ya. My name's James, like I said, and this podcast would be nothing without my co-host, the beautiful, the illustrious, my bride to never be.
God damn it.
The bricks, Jacole Jabez.
Hi.
Oh, I messed up so much stuff.
Yeah.
I brought back the thing because Nicole, thousand
what?
Listens.
Yeah. Guys, email us.
Yes.
With how you found us.
How did you find us?
What's
MSSpod at yahoo.com.
MSSpod.
Yes. Or by going to MSSpod on Twitter. Instagram is Marshland Monster. Find that. Do something. How did you find
how
this
the
show?
Hell?
Even if you're an old listener.
Yeah.
Tell us.
You want to know.
Uh-huh. Did you find us from Ranger Command Power Hour? Probably. Eric tweeted us out. Yeah, definitely.
Where did you come from?
Where did you go, Cotton Eye Joe?
Okay. Hate it.
Oh, hi, my name's Cotton Iris Joseph, even. Nicole, it's ecstatic. I'm seeing the numbers and they keep climbing and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Last week we beat our weekly record by like 500 some plays.
Yeah.
We've almost beaten our weekly record from last week this week.
And we don't know why.
We know.
We are so fucking confused.
Clueless. We know it's from Apple Podcasts. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's it.
Guys, give us 5 stars on
iTunes review.
So you get fed to more people.
Yes, because then all of a sudden it's 2,000 listens in a month.
And then I throw up.
Yeah, and then Nicole's like, oh
from
my
anxiety.
God. Oh, I'm going to start throwing up because I need to look good.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. No. I'm kidding. Cum gutters flexing. Thank you, new listeners. Don't forget we're a proud podcast partner of the Tokusatsu Network.
Yeah.
Tell them. And then they'll be like, oh, wow, this was actually a good decision instead of something we kind of just sweep under the rug.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It crawls out here and there. And speaking of which, things crawling out from under rugs, maybe a bug.
Gross.
That I'd like to give a tug on the neck and really tug it hard. I train Butter, our cat, new listeners.
You did not train her to do anything.
I train her to kill every single night. And what would you say a squid or a shrimp is? A goddamn insect.
A goddamn insect.
Just that lives in a water,
yeah.
Breathe the water, salt
yeah.
Even. Ooh. Oh my God. They're dehydrated constantly, but they're around it every day.
But that bug's not whipping around the room, though.
Well, I train Butter nightly to sink teeth into moving objects.
Kill.
Joe comes over, sunken into. Jose comes over, sunken into. My parents, depending on which parents, never seen Butter. So, just no opportunity to sink teeth into, new listeners. So, there was a goddamn bug, and they were just looking at it like, hey, here's a bug. And it was a gross-looking bug. The only way I could describe it is like a centipede, but not, and it has just like long hairs on it.
So a caterpillar.
But not a caterpillar. Like, it was skinny. It, like, think of a pipe cleaner, but real long hairs, but going through male pattern baldness.
Mm-hmm.
So it has just a few of them. I had to get out the vacuum cleaner and vacuum it up because they weren't doing shit, and it went underneath the cat tower, and I was like, get out of here.
I mean, did they at least, they showed you though.
Yes, they made me aware of it.
Yeah.
But kill the thing. Don't just look at me and say, huh? 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 That's why when we introduce Henry into Crumb Bums, hey, new listeners, we do a webcomic called Crumb Bums.
Once a year.
Yeah, sometimes not. Got lucky this year because I paid you to make one. So Henry's going to be part of the Escaredinators, where we just get scared when we see a bug, but we get paid to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the storyline. That's how we introduce that cat into there. But let's introduce my queen, the Bricks, Jakis. How are you?
Hi again.
Yeah, but how are you now?
How am I?
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Ready to tell all these hundreds of listeners, patreon.com/MLMpod. All hundreds of these listeners, if you did $1, the dollar tier would change our lives drastically. It would, because we'd have to do another 12-hour stream.
Oh, yeah.
Also, then I could be like, whoa, I can survive.
Would you?
Yeah. This and music
off
and some other
like
stuff.
$30?
What? $300?
30.
No, if all three, we have hundreds of new listeners.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God. Do you not hold the weight that is all of 300 on your shoulders?
No, I can't comprehend
it. They're like the Spartans, and they're chopping down the bodies that are depression and hardships that are coming after us, you know?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh,
poverty?
My God, yes.
Yeah.
I'm truly elated.
Yeah.
Cat Fight came out, that new song with Dragon Boy Suede and
okay.
I. People are loving that and really vibing to it. Mug,
whoa,
the inquisitive Mug from the Jank-ass podcast Discord, was like, I fucks with this. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, I impressed Mug. He's cool.
Congrats.
And speaking of mugs and cups-shaped things, Nicole.
God fucking damn it. I forgot about this bit and didn't
it's not a bit.
Google it.
It's not a bit. Wait, you did. What did you not Google? Okay, so a couple nights ago, Nicole
How
just...
How about you just explain what I'm going to show you?
Nicole,
because it fucking already exists.
Stiff-armed me. Because she says, Jampy, I'm afraid of innovation, not just that I'm against it, especially for the woman's bosom. So, I think, you get a bra, and, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, a lot of bras are uncomfortable, this and that. They push up and against you. It just seems like if someone were to constantly be cupping them from the bottom, that would be the perfect bra. But we can't have someone cup them from the bottom. I bet some people would offer, be like, hey, a couple days a week, I am available to cup them breasts. Just, we need to find a way that all it is like, truly like picture cupping the boobs just at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else is covered. It's
yeah.
just hands cupping or a real cup, something. So it's lifting them up and not
yeah.
squishing them in.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're in the womb, but just your boobies.
A thing that already fucking exists.
Okay, what's the thing?
A bra.
Oh my God, but bras aren't like that, Nicole. You're constantly saying, my titties. No, but that's, does that support though? That's also, no, I'm saying just the bottom. Like this, Nicole. Like the nipples are barely covered. I think what we need to do is we need to get people on patreon.com/MLMpod so I can afford to buy a bunch of bras that Nicole says handle the situation. And Nicole stiff arms me with this. I say, Nicole, yeah, that's getting closer, but it's still like I just want cup there. Ugh. And if Nicole
really is exactly that.
But that seems like it's pushing on it. I just want it cupped.
Oh,
so Nicole won't let me, and when I initially thought of this, was I high? Yes.
For anyone that isn't James, it's called a backless strapless bra.
Okay, we'll test this out. We will buy one of those for Nicole.
No, we're not.
And then if she will allow me. It's not sexual. This is science, Nicole.
I didn't say it was.
Going behind you and cupping your breasts and see which is more comfortable.
Ew, don't say breasts.
Breasts is the terminology. Okay, your mammary glands, except it's not the mammary glands. It's the outside. I can't reach in and grab those mammaries.
Why not?
Because that would hurt you. I'm not a phantom, a ghost, a ghoulie.
You don't like rats in your pants?
No, people don't get that, Nicole. Listen to The Height of Horror
if
you want to.
Yeah, that's why it's funny, because they're like, haha, what the fuck?
I got rats in my pants. R-A-M-P, rats in my pants. Even though it's R-I-M-P. Rats in my pants. Those songs are poorly mixed. When you go back and listen
to the Phineas and Ferb tracks,
they're bad.
Like,
they sound just flat.
Does it need to be?
Yes. It should be catchy and like, oh my God, it sounds like a multi-billion-dollar corporation backed these tracks. But it doesn't. It's just, it sounds, there's not a lot of panning, no stereo involved in
it. It's made for a TV show.
Yes, but then they put it out on album, vinyl, silicone, and then you listen to it in headphones and you're like, oh, should have mixed this better.
I'm sorry, Phineas and Ferb doesn't live up to your standard.
Uh-huh. My standard of musical audio beauty, aural beauty. How are you, Nicole? You ready to get into this?
Oh, my God. Sure.
All I'm saying, guys, let us know your thoughts on bras.
It's called a bra.
Also, we have
a lot of...
We have a lot of individuals who identify at least on Spotify and their podcast apps.
Okay.
Women. So let us know.
The apps identify them as it.
Oh, no, they identify on the apps, okay? It's not like a lot of Twitter saying, oh, man, if you order this specific app, that's for women. Have you seen
appetizer?
Those? Yeah. They're like, oh, if you order an appetizer, that's some women shit.
If you order spinach and artichoke dip, you a lady.
Oh, lobsters? That's for females. It's like, no, it's not.
No, they're freaking bugs, and bugs is for boys.
Tell them that.
You ever live through the 90s? The doy.
Oh, if I go on a first date and the guy orders desserts, that's a red flag, because that's female shit. People really say this. I don't understand it.
I know. Because misogyny has become so fucking hilarious that it's like anything that could bring a human being joy is not manly. Like, you must be fucking miserable. You're 24/7.
Yeah. If you're a man, you need to be miserable, okay?
Yeah.
That's how my grandfather did it, and that's how I'll do it.
Yeah.
I will drink myself into a stupor and then dip spit everywhere as I vomit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because you're so unhappy.
Yeah,
because
I can't just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go fishing because that's what I enjoy doing.
I'm gonna order dessert.
Yeah, I'll get a dessert. I don't need to just eat steak nonstop.
I'll take a bath.
Because guess what? If you're eating steak nonstop, you're not going to feel happy. You'll be weighted down by meat.
Yeah, you'll have the meat sweats.
Uh-huh. This is what you do. You eat 7 pierogies in the morning, then a can of beans with a little bit of tortillas in the afternoon.
Yeah, and a lot of Parmesan cheese.
Depending on, you know, if you can afford that right now. And then you grab a protein shake, and if you're feeling a little peckish later, then you might eat a little bit of pasta
then
or
you
some
might
peanut
eat
butter.
This is peanut butter.
Yeah. And that's all you need to be completely happy and get these cum gutters. We're still good on time.
Yeah,
wow.
That means that you're not a man.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to get my blood work back.
To tell you if you're a man.
Yeah, to tell me if I'm healthy, a.k.a. a man or not.
Yeah, because last time, didn't they say your cholesterol was too high?
Yeah.
And you were like, how?
Yeah, and they said, oh, you know, don't eat fried foods or fatty meats and all of this. I was like, but I don't.
I think you were eating like 6 hot dogs for every meal.
No, I think that was...
At that point.
No. It was unhealthy. It was my fats were bad.
You're fat.
Yeah.
You're bad fats.
And I was like, I don't know what's up with that. But hey, now that I'm nice and trim, they might be like, hey, you got no fats. I'll say, good.
Sure.
Finally. It means I'm prone to illness. How a man should be. Sorry, if you're not getting ill, you're not a man.
Yeah.
If you don't work yourself into exhaustion at least thrice a week, you're not a man.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of thrice, sorry, guys. Not only did our scheduled guest have to reschedule, but our backup guest and the backup of the backup guest canceled.
Yeah.
That's three, okay?
And James said, why does this keep happening? And I was like, because all of our friends are mentally ill.
No, I it's just things happen to people, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Nothing ever, like... I'm never like, oh, man, I have to reschedule because this crazy thing just happened, God willing. A God I don't believe in. I'm sorry, God. Please don't have anything happen to me. I believe. If you're not cowering to God, that's some female shit, okay? Men cower to God and no one else.
Yeah, didn't we? Wasn't that a thing we said? Get domed by God,
yeah,
and Bible man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if all the emails just say Bible man?
Oh, man, I'd love it. I'd say, sorry, Spider-Man, you are the bonus episodes now.
Oh, my God.
We will dive into Bible man, the animated series, if
Fuck,
we have
dude.
To.
No.
Uh-huh. We'll get real stoned while doing those.
Okay.
And they'd come on mic and say, oh, we have no fucking idea, guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we watched some great movies on Friday. We'll get into Spider-Man.
I mean, that's debatable.
Okay, one was not Fateful Findings, not a good movie, but the watch-along with We Love Trash, Betsy Sodaro, Mano Agapian, very funny and entertaining.
Made it watchable.
Yes. And then...
Which is, like, not a compliment.
No, it's a
compliment
feat.
To them,
yes.
But not to that movie, is
yes.
What I'm saying.
I thought you were like, it's not a compliment either way, but it's a feat that they did it. And then we watched
Full Moon High.
Full Moon High rips, which then fed us The Monster Squad. Amazing. I've been wanting to watch
which
that
I
for a long time.
Did not watch.
Yeah, you were sleeping. It's fucking amazing. And then the movie after that it wanted to feed us was Full Moon High. And I was like, are they going to go on an endless loop of the same two movies over and over again,
yeah,
Paramount?
Baby.
It was great. Check those movies out. But what you should also check out is episode 4 of Toei Spider-Man entitled The Terrifying Merman! The Silver Thread of Miracles.
Give
us a quick rundown of the episode, Nicole.
Spider-Man dreams about the future, and the bad guys make a Spider-Man AI. They use that to predict how to kill Spider-Man. And they're like, haha, bitch, we got you now. And Spider-Man's like, wait, what? And then the dead spider from the sky saves him from a waterfall. And he beats up the merman and they lived happily ever after.
Die Ranger.
Spide Ranger.
I told you never to utter those syllables.
Sorry. Did I do a good job?
Did fantastic.
Wow, thanks.
So imagine this, Nicole. You're in a corporate structured workplace.
Love it.
Yeah, amazing. Goals, guys. Unless, hey, film studios and whatnot. Not right now. You come a call and I'll say, I'm no scab. If, you know, they're like, hey, we got to just churn out these rom-coms for Lifetime, I'd say, hell yeah, let's do this. David Dakota, I will be your assistant.
I'm sorry, you completely lost me already.
That would be a corporate structure of like that I would want to be in. Of
okay.
Just, hey, let's churn these out. But
yeah, but that's not what you were saying. That's
hey,
why I'm saying I'm lost.
You're in this
Start
corporate
over.
Structure, and all of a sudden your boss comes up to you and says, hey, you got to create a program to murder a man.
Yeah.
Well, how would you react?
Depends on what man.
Spider-Man.
Then I'd say no.
Okay, good, good. I'd say yeah. I'd say, ooh, if I can keep his blood so I can inject it in me. So I'd have spider blood. That's what they should be doing. They get the spider blood, put it in one of them, then they could have had a Venom-esque individual.
That's not how it works.
Nicole, I will tell you this right now. That's how it works.
God damn it.
Why? Yeah, it happens in an episode.
I don't know if that was like spider magic.
No, they injected blood into him first episode.
Yeah.
Spider X. Give us two more.
That doesn't mean that, you know?
It does.
Okay.
At least it's not as potent as just straight Spider X, but it will still give you some abilities.
Yeah.
Like that Regenerator G1, it gives you that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that spider blood. Let me suck it up.
So my question for this episode is, can spiders tell the future?
No, I thought that was them implanting those memories in his brain.
What?
I thought that's what the program was doing.
The program is the Tome of Fate.
Okay, the program just was a CAD program that created a cage. I always thought for the longest time, every
the
time
AI
I've seen this.
The program actually was just a 3D printer.
Yes.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. With CAD installed.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Mm-hmm. Computer assisted design. Make a blueprint and say, hey guys, I made a jail cell, huh? If that's what the computer spat out, whatever engineer was working on that, Professor Monster should have went up and slapped them.
What if it was Professor Monster, though?
He should have walked up into a mirror and just punched himself in the gut.
All right.
And then he starts throwing up. He's like, ugh!
Yeah. What do you think he eats?
What does Professor Monster eat? Well, he's a professor.
Yeah.
So it's probably like a noodle cup because he's like so overworked, underpaid.
Right.
He only has
a
little bit. And he needs just like to be able to eat with one hand and grade papers with the other.
Yeah. Microwave ramen.
Mm-hmm. But he's also a monster. So like throw some like ground up children bone in there.
Okay.
And maybe some bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And teeth. The Tooth Fairy eats teeth. That's a monster.
That's no.
Yeah. It's some children. Bones is teeth.
I mean, that is a bone. So.
Yes. Exactly.
All right.
That's why I'm like, oh, girl, won't you tooth me?
Yeah.
It's just a big old tooth. And it's like, oh, peg me with a tooth already.
Fuck are you saying?
Because tooth, like, hey, you want a bone, but hey, you want a tooth.
Okay.
And then you're stimulating me with a tooth.
That's we found the through line, folks.
Everyone knew the through line.
Literally no one fucking knew the through line.
I have to have a miracle silver thread pulled down from the heavens of globe.
Leave a 5-star review and say, James is wrong, it's a bra.
No, it's a hand that cups your bosom. So he's reading the paper and it says Spider-Man passed away.
Yeah.
And it would have been funny if he was like, Spider-Man passed away, but I'm Spider-Man. Am I a ghoulie? And he just goes, oh.
Why a ghoulie? Wouldn't it be just ghosts?
Oh, well, ghouls are ghosts. Or are ghouls zombies? I think ghoulie is, like a ghoul is another term for a phantom.
Then he just starts pulling yanks.
Oh, hell yeah. Like a Ghoulies 3 would. Yeah. We gotta rewatch that. It's so good.
It's fine.
No, Nicole, that's the one thing I will not tolerate with my choice of movies. Ghoulies 3, a golden movie.
All right.
It deserved an Oscar. Oh, you upset? Maybe Saturday Night Live isn't gonna be on this week. Watch Ghoulies 3 instead.
Is that show still on?
Yeah. It's an institution.
I wrote that like the funeral thing was clearly a trap, but I feel like nothing really came of it.
No.
Oh, yeah. I thought
wait.
It was going to be a trap, but it wasn't.
Yeah, because I guess it got in his head, but that's why I think they were implanting those memories into him. Because then what the fuck was it about?
What do you mean?
Why would they have to say like, yeah, you're going to die this day?
Yeah, it's a flex.
Yeah, I guess.
To be like, we already know because it's in the fate, it's in the tome.
Yeah, it's been sealed in this tome of fate.
And now it's in print, motherfucker, for all to see.
Or maybe the newspaper is the tome of fate.
Yeah.
You know, you print anything and people will believe it.
just like the internet.
Uh-huh. Man dies of diarrhea. And then you're like, whoa, James died of diarrhea? And then I would be like, uh-oh.
Ew, I just spit.
And how did I die of it? No, it's not because I was dehydrated by diarrhea. I'm drinking enough water. Diarrhea just started fuming on me. Like a, it's you like a log fume, but this is like, there is no log because it's all diarrhea.
Log flume?
Yeah. Did I say fume?
Yeah.
Okay, log flume, but there is no log because log's solid duty. That log deteriorated, evaporated, became liquid again, and slashed up face. And now I'm just being waterboarded with diarrhea.
I hate it.
And I'm going, no.
Yeah.
And it's not that I got toxic stuff in me and that killed me later on. I didn't get dysentery. No, I drowned in shit.
Mm-hmm.
How I hope I go out. And then light me on fire. That methane will do the rest.
Yeah. You just ruined so many childhoods.
Why? Because of log fumes?
Yeah.
No.
The log flume, just set it on fire.
I ruined the intro.
Everyone
of Step
had
by
to
Step.
Evacuate the part.
It would be, you know, in Step by Step, just diarrhea raining onto Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers.
But they're all still smiling.
Yeah, because they like it. They're horny, kinky.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, some of this was our diarrhea. That's what happens in water parks. People diarrhea into the pool.
We're losing subscribers
Nicole, this episode isn't even released yet. Nicole, oh, you want to know what? We're at 400 now.
Yeah.
Because they heard we're talking log flumes.
Yeah.
And log fumes. Ooh, that's stinky gas.
The fuck is a log fume?
A fart.
Okay.
You idiot.
I was thinking literally a tree.
Oh, then I guess like smoke. You light a tree on fire.
Yeah.
Those are the literal fumes.
Yeah.
Or maybe a nice hickory. You smell that. Ooh, smells like whiskey.
Yeah. When I was at my mom's house hunting Easter eggs, I was over by the wood pile and I was just like.
Yeah.
Because it smelled good.
I like to hunt Easter eggs. I'm prowling for some maxi pads.
Wow. Wait, what?
Easter eggs. It's yeasty. And, you know, like the egg falls out and goes into the maxi pad.
I hate it. See? So much.
Then stop asking for the miracle silver thread. I will tell it, and it'll drop down, and you'll be like, that's sticky.
They go to the
sticky.
Church to I don't ask want to crap about the death that. Of Spider-Man, and fucking, I don't know his real name, I forgot.
Takuya.
Takuya just ditches Hitomi and leaves her there.
Yeah, Nicole, you want to know
He's
what happens?
He's fucking rude.
This happens in, like, so many episodes.
Yeah, and you so many times were like, it's so annoying how his friends and family are like, where's so-and-so? He should have been here. And they're mad. And I'm like, no, I fully feel for them now because he is just a dick.
He doesn't know what's going on in his body. Like, he's pretty much going through puberty, but as a man. And instead of, you know, actually shooting rope, regardless, but he's like, oh,
thanks for that clarification.
Not only is my body changing, but if I tell people my body's changing, my friends and family will be put in danger.
Yeah.
Do I think he should at least tell his friends and family? Yes.
One of my notes was like, I wish that part of the plot was that Hitomi was in on it, because I think it would make it a lot more interesting.
Because then she's kind of a sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it does do the good parallel. I think Steve Barnes brought this up. There isn't a Peter Parker taking photos of Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. She should be doing that.
Right.
Like, it's uplifting your friends and their careers. Oh my God, you can take amazing photos of Spider-Man and get on the front page news and all of it, that kickstarts your career. Do that.
It's also weird that, so the villains, the villainess...
Yes.
secretly works for the newspaper. Mm-hmm. You would think that they'd be trying to like suppress like news that their monsters are doing shit. Well, but instead it feels like they're trying to advertise it.
Well, they're, I think, one, trying to put fear into all of the people, and two, they have an inkling that Hitomi's involvement in the newspaper is actively influencing Spider-Man. So they're like, oh, if we put something in the newspaper, he clearly reads the newspaper, and we can trap him and trick him into doing things, get him to where we need him to be.
Yeah, but I'm like, just ignore Spider-Man altogether.
Yeah.
Just like hide what you're doing, mm-hmm. and he'll never fucking know.
Yeah. I don't know. But speaking of her, she is clearly, Amazonas is clearly the one who went to the funeral because they're like, oh, a pretty girl was crying and she made the arrangements. And Hitomi says,
went to the church.
Oh, yes, yes. Went to the funeral place. And she.
Church, AKA the funeral place.
She goes, oh, I wonder if that pretty woman was Spider-Man's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And as he's putting on his helmet, gearing up to just peel ass out of the parking lot, he goes, I wouldn't bet on it. Spider-Man only loves two things. This bike right here and you. I mean, no, not this bike and not you. Like a bike similar to this and a woman similar to you. But you get what I mean, right, Hitomi? The one Spider-Man loves. I mean, the one I love.
Yeah.
Do you think you could hide being a superhero from me?
No.
Okay. I would tell you immediately. When I went to the dentist.
I mean, you would have to. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be like, if I was with someone and they just fucking ditched me at a church, I'd mm-hmm. be like, fuck you.
If someone ditched me at a church, I would be extremely upset. As you know, I'm terrified of churches.
I don't think you are. I think you just do it because you like to say that you are.
I am scared of churches, Nicole. Yes, in the morning time and when light's out, that's fine. I'm not going to see a ghost in the window illuminating
from it. You're
just like,
me being afraid of churches is so quirky.
No, it's not. I'm legit. I've been afraid of churches since I was a child because when I went to Boy Scouts,
yeah.
we were in the basement. All of our meetings were there.
Yeah, and that's usually where it happens.
And it would get dark.
Yeah.
Very early in Michigan. And we would be in the basement. And if you would get in trouble, there was this, like, in between where you would go up a flight of stairs, and then you would go up another flight of stairs, and then you would see the huge church completely pitch black, only, like, street light shining through the mm-hmm. stained glass windows. I saw that once, and I said, never again. And if I would be set out there, which I was a lot, even though my father was the den leader, I got in trouble. I would hug the door practically.
That's why you would get in trouble more.
What?
If your father was the den leader?
Well, you know, some fathers are baby their children or favoritisms. My dad wasn't like that. He's like, you need to be exemplary.
I mean, mine did, but for emotional manipulation.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, over other children. Is that
sure?
Not over other siblings.
Right.
Yeah. Terrified. Don't like churches. They scare me, especially at night. Listen to Formulaic Are You Afraid of the Dark episode.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not telling you. I'm telling the 100 other people listening. So we then are shown that it feels very much like the 50s and 60s monster movies, like that one
beach party one we watched.
Oh, man, so good. The horror of Beach Party Lake, something like that.
Nailed it.
Uh-huh. This merman, there's this teen couple rowing a boat, and this merman goes up and says, "Arr, I'm gonna get ya," and then knocks them overboard. And just with, as we were saying, this is how you know you're a man. If you can single hand just palm someone's head and keep them underwater until they drown completely. Yeah. That's how you're a man. You can't do that. Guess what? You a little boy.
No, if you can't do that, you're nothing.
Oh, you're even less than a little boy.
You're not even the ant
mm-hmm.
on my shoe.
Uh-huh. I thought you meant like an
aunt. Did I go, you get off?
Okay.
And I try to fling it off, but ants, for some reason, they just don't. They stay on.
Well, because I was going to think the opposite of a real man is someone's aunt.
And then you're like, shit, and you try to get it off with your other foot because you don't want to touch it.
Uh-huh.
And then you kill it, but it like smears.
So you're saying you're less than that if you can't one-handedly just palm someone's head and push it under.
Yeah.
Because a little boy can at least two-handed push someone under.
No.
And a woman, you better believe. Her nails are wet, so they can't, you know?
Oh, my God.
I'm being people on Twitter.
No, I would say that they don't even have to touch you.
Oh.
They can fuck with your head so bad from the other side of the pool that you just drown yourself.
Uh-huh. They're like, ugh, you're wearing cargo pants. Might as well just fill them up with rocks and jump in a lake.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a very tight belt on so it really... You want to know what? Just
yeah.
Put on a safari jacket as well and then
okay.
Coveralls over all of that so it all stays on you. Because then, like, okay. If your pants are really heavy, they might just fall off in
sure.
The ocean.
Yeah.
And you're like, yep, there you go.
And they're like... If I do that, will you kiss me? And they go, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe, but probably not. And they go, okay. And they go in the lake.
Yeah, they're like, I don't like kissing fishes. Because that's what you'll be.
Yeah.
You'll be breathing in water. And that's not attractive. That's fish shit.
You think they do?
I mean, the ladies do.
Yeah.
In this scenario.
Think that you would turn into a fish?
Actually, you want to know what? You're not a real woman if you can't make a man drown someone for you.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. I'm Twitter.
I'm Twitter. Yeah.
So they're clearly doing a day for night thing here.
A day for night.
They're like, oh, hey, and don't worry, Spider-Man is able to look for the merman because he can see perfectly in slightly tinted sunglasses.
Yeah,
because
he can see perfectly during the day.
Yeah, because that's what it is. It's just daytime.
With a blue filter on.
Yeah. It's like the beginning of Jaws.
Oh, hell yeah. Such a good movie.
Be-bum. Be-bum.
Like, seriously, that movie is so fucking good.
Watch it again, then.
I want to. Because it's like, even the side characters,
yeah,
like, their interactions are so, like, real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Jaws is better. I can prove it. Jaws is better than any movie. Listen to Who Charted with Howard Kramer and Brett Morris.
Yeah, dude.
That's a theme song.
Or don't.
If someone would bring up their favorite movie, he'd play that song and make them debate why Jaws is better than that movie. Because that's mm-hmm. He says it's the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
And he stands by it. He's made multiple Jaws-themed musics.
Musics. Yeah.
This is, guys, when they're in the Tome of Fate, this is the closest Toei will ever get to professional wrestling. And yes, I know there is an episode of this show that involves someone trying to be a professional wrestler. That's just someone being a professional. They're wrestling in a death match, and it's dope.
Yeah, I put merman cage match.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to guarantee make someone fight for their life, if you're like, oh, they might be like, oh no, they're not going to kill the other person.
Add knives.
Yeah, add razor sharp fins.
Yeah.
Ugh, terrifying. I just blow my brains out.
Okay, well, what if there's not a gun?
I'd make one. I'd say like, hey, dude, just like do a quick like slice off my entire head.
You just start jerking off and they're like, wait, whoa, wait.
I say, hey, guys, I haven't jacked off in a while. It's going to blow the back of my brains out.
Yeah.
I'm like Superman here. And speaking of which, Nicole, he gets swiped. There really is like, speaking of which, this, it does tie in.
Does it, though?
He gets swept and he's like, oh, I got slashed on my chest. But then he's able to get out because he makes the fish man slash into the bars, cut through it, and he runs away. And
yeah.
He comes in, and he's like, oh, no, I'm hurt. And his family is like, oh, my God, you're, like, really fucked up. You beefed it on your bike.
Yeah.
They call a doctor.
And he's just, like, pissed about it. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, why do you care about my well-being?
Get the fuck out of here. Don't you know I have Regenerator G1?
Like he's a teen.
Well, again, he's going through puberty.
God damn it.
Yeah. Eat me, dude. So he goes upstairs. They all go upstairs to like check on him with the doctor. And he's just doing push-ups. Straight
down.
Up in the air.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, because of my Regenerator G1 Spider X blood, I heal so quickly. Spider-Man's refractory period would be on point, Nicole.
Refractory?
Meaning like from the time you come to when you're like, hey, I'm up for another.
Wow.
Just instant.
I'm
boner
sorry
city.
I asked.
Goddamn. Erections are erect. Did. It's like the Industrial Revolution over here in Spider-Man's pants.
I really wish we would have just got... So he gets another, like, vision or whatever of him falling down a waterfall. And he's like, oh, okay, I just won't leave the house.
Yeah.
And I really wish that we would have just gotten, like, a full episode that's, like, slice of life of him just hanging out with his little brother. Mm-hmm.
And his sister comes in and is like, whoa, you're staying in for the day? And he's like, yeah, why not?
That would have been amazing.
And throughout, like, every maybe 45 seconds, we hear Hitomi's just piercing screen off mic.
No!
Reverbed throughout the home. And then as it goes on, like, it's you kind of just hear, like, Spider-Man, like, where are you?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting a little pissed now.
Well, the villains would just be like, oh, I guess he doesn't know who you are and just let her go.
Or they like take a gun out and go, Kadeesh!
Oi!
Also, she sees Amazonas. So why wouldn't she be like, hey, that's the editor of my
paper?
Because
she doesn't have glasses on, you dunce.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We also find out that the computer decided Spider-Man's fate in this program, which that's happened to me before. A website, I typed in my, like a little bit of details about me and they said, hey, your death date is October 2nd, 2014.
Whoa. Are you a ghost right now?
I'm a ghoulie.
God, that just makes so many things make sense now.
Because I can pass through you. It's hard to hug me.
Yeah. You're always asking if you can possess me.
If I can keep you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, why are these magnets going crazy? My compass never works. That's why you're getting lost all the time.
Why are my magnets going crazy?
That happens. You're like, my water forks are constantly telling me there's water everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those water rods.
Mm-hmm.
Dowel rods, maybe, is what they're called.
Close.
Dowel rods?
Those are just wooden sticks.
Okay. You can still use dowel rods.
Can you?
Hey, I'm that big of a ghost. I'll toss them around. I'll
You've
devil
got
stick them.
Big ghost energy.
Mm-hmm. BGE.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with big gaping energy. And guess what, guys? As a ghost, I gape. Okay. Bigly.
There was this one episode of The Circle where in someone's bio, let's say their name is Nate. And they said, I have big Nate energy. And I was I hate this person.
Oh, they're fans of the children's book series, Big Nate.
Okay.
Now a Paramount Plus show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a sponsor.
Is the merman's respirator, Nicole, is that for when they're in water or when they're in human air?
Both.
Oh, damn.
Because when they're in human air, they take the water that's in it and make it into gas.
So it's a multi-purpose lung is what you're saying.
Sure.
All right.
Because what I said just didn't make sense.
I'd love to respirate dirt.
Okay.
It'd be cool. Jinx.
It'd have zero use.
Do you think because hydrogen peroxide is 2 hydrogen and 2 oxygen, I believe? Could you dunk a fish in there and can they break that down enough?
No.
All right. Because there's 1 extra hydrogen there. And they're hocking that up. I think you could for a little bit.
There's an extra oxygen.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Never mind. But still, then, hey, that's extra oxygen for us. They're doing us a service by breaking down that hydrogen peroxide.
Don't worry, guys. I won't let James get a pet fish.
Oh, I wouldn't want one. Fish is dumb. F-I-S-H and P-H-I-S-H.
Oh.
So they're fighting near a waterfall like the fate decided. And this actor was waterboarded in a river for children's television.
For children's entertainment.
If only all that was diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
He'd be on a log flume, baby.
And I was like, why just stay away from water, sir? Mm-hmm.
But he needs to drink.
From a waterfall?
You know he loves fishing.
Does he?
Yeah, spiders love to catch fish.
Yeah.
They do a water web.
Mm-hmm.
That's how dams originally became to be. And that's how people were like, oh, a net can catch fish.
So is a beaver a water spider?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
They're a mammal spider.
Yeah.
That's why they shoot webs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can also turn, when you grind up spiders, you can turn them into vanilla.
Yeah.
Just like there's a sac in beavers that excretes something that tastes like vanilla.
Okay.
It's like castor oil or something. I don't know.
Castor oil?
Something. I don't know. I'll Google it. What's your note?
Don't Google it.
Siri, beaver vanilla.
I don't have any notes.
Whoa, holy Christmas? That was all from the dome piece?
Left.
Oh, left. Okay.
Because it's just like, I mean, the Beetleborg. Why did I say that? Because big bad, I guess?
Big.
The big bad fight was like kind of cool, I guess. The merman sprays out some smoke, and then the mech uses X-ray to find where he is.
It's good.
And gets him.
It's called Castoreum.
Castoreum.
It's a goo that it secretes.
A goo.
I do very much want to intercut when he gets that silver web coming down from the heavens.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He says, oh, I'm saved. I want to intercut because he says, oh, it's just a vine. Says, I'm saved. Put in just a famous vine. And then he says, oh, it's just a vine. Like, intercut that.
That's really good.
Uh-huh. And that'll be the promo video that I do for this week.
That's really good.
Get it, girl. And that's my last note.
My last note could be what I said off mic, which is divine intervention.
Because it's a vine.
It's a vine.
Mm-hmm. Dung. That's the vine noise.
Oh, yeah.
Gadoosh. No, that's Netflix or College Humor.
This is College Humor, I think.
Okay, okay. Or that, it's a guitar noise or something. What's the best guitar noise you ever heard? Is it a dig a dig a dung dung?
Yeah.
Or I think it's an E sharp.
No.
Or a D flat, no, that's just E sharp's F. Damn it, James.
D's tits.
I want an F sharp flat, okay, guys? Okay. That's just an F. Ma 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 ma. Is that an F? We don't know. I've been doing a lot of good music stuff lately, Nicole.
Insert cricket noises.
No, we don't do that anymore. That's pandemic era stuff. What?
No, don't you remember that joke?
Yes.
Oh, so fucking funny.
And hey, those few hundred listeners we have going back in the archives. That was pandemic era. I had the time to do that.
Okay, yeah.
This, I'm working on music.
To do those jokes.
I somehow made this, I remade the God Forgives and God Forgets from Bible Man because I sent it to Howard and Starred for Who Charted. They're making a donkey music playlist. It's music that sounds like a donkey would make it. And they loved it. And I said like I was planning on sampling it for a Dragon Boy Suede song and they're like, do it. And I did it. Like, I remade the entire beat, and it turned out so good. Did that. Working on some Carl Swiftney remixes. That's in the hopper. Got a couple albums that I've produced, waiting for people to do stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell Ill Nickel that I don't want to mix that album, even though I don't think the album's ever gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
is this exclusive?
Probably.
Whoa.
No, I've talked about, but it might have been behind a paywall, a horror crunk album that I've I made all the beats for, and I'm just waiting for people to come back with songs. Only one, and it was a while ago that I sent all the beats.
I still can't believe that, like, Carl Swiftney made songs for his ex-girlfriend and then current girlfriend, and then on the album just put both of them on there one after the other.
I believe Carl might be one of the 300 listeners, so he might hear this, Nicole.
Yeah, and he'll laugh.
Okay, hopefully. Hopefully he doesn't go, ew, slow news day.
Or he'll be like,
fuck, I did.
He'll be like, oh, Nicole's a bitch.
Whoa, no one ever says that.
Yeah.
That song, Gabby, so, like, he does.
They're both really good.
Yes, Sunshine Blossom. Guys, I actually don't think it's available. I think he took it off from Bandcamp. I'm not sure.
What the fuck, Carl?
But these remixes are coming. Neither of those songs I'm remixing because they're dance club remixes. And man, they're sounding good. Especially the Radio Killer. She killed the radio. That one's good. But the harmonies that happen at the end of Gabby are so good. The one for Radio Killer, I want to be able to do something as good as Heaven by DJ Sammy or The Simple and Clean.
I'm sorry, I just totally fucking like...
Spaced out.
Yeah.
Sauerkraut. And working on that song, Anal Dentata, that's going to be a fucking hit.
Oh my God.
The music stuff I'm doing is great. And over on Patreon, we're doing a bunch of stuff. So let me get into plugs and Nicole will do hers after me. Patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. This existed with Lil Corey and I. This week, we are discussing Dragon Ball Evolution. Oh, baby. One of us absolutely loves that movie. The other is wrong. And then you get Death from Above, a Sam and Max podcast. I think we'll have either both or just one of the hosts from According to an Idiot on there this month. Last time we had Sean and Mike from Into the Grid, which my episode that I guested on their podcast, Into the Grid, check it out, discussing Time Force. Very funny episode. Check it out. Then we have Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark. Hell yeah. That's us talking about a Kiba Ranger. And then Engage with Nicolas Cage.
We just did Lord of War.
Yeah. Dog Check Chowder. Find out what that's all about. $5 a month gets you that. And it's the best way to support us. Truly, if 100 of you listeners went on that $5 tier, it would make me cry out of happiness for probably 2 straight weeks.
He would get waterboarded with diarrhea.
Yeah. Truly, I think... The goal I think would probably get to would be I would have to legitimately try and summon a demon. I think that might be one. Oh, or it's Sean and I have to do that podcast where when Shuffling the Deck arose, I was like, let's do an Avril Lavigne podcast, but it was both ICP and pro wrestling. So I was like, what could be a tangential thing like wrestling is to ICP? And I was like, I guess like Sanrio, because she has that Hello Kitty song. So then I was
that
like,
feels like a stretch.
So then I guess we could do skateboard videos, but that's even bigger of a stretch. So what Sean will have to do is research and just explain the backstory and lore of one Sanrio character for each Avril Lavigne album. Yeah.
Okay.
So guys, get on that shit. And for $10 a month, you get all of that plus exclusive monthly content in the form of Straight to Patreon. We just did Invisible Dad with Sean and Torchyberry. Fantastic, funny episode of that. And you get shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, he's a producer, Defo, D-F-O, Joshua, my Bickle brother and common law, Joshua, Jakis, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, and most recent guest of this show, the womb in which I emerged, my mummy, Lil Corey's BFF and soon to be former roommate, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from Formulaic, the other podcast I do, R2Shelby2, also twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. Check all of that out, Nicole, what you got to plug?
I'm Darling Homebody on social medias. visit darlinghomebody.com for all the stuff that I make. I make stickers, prints, and other art stuff. Join the Darling Homebody Society for a monthly sticker or magnet.
All right. I've been James.
I'm Nicole.
And we've been
Mostly Speaking Spider-Man.
Because you know he's not married to Hitomi.
What?
It's like Engaged
Wrong
with Nicolas
podcast.
Cage. No! The Height of Horror?
Pee!
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.